Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zateria. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling about?
Well, actually, I don't know what you have. I just looked at my MasterCard, and I was charged $67.32, and I don't even know what your company is. Do you know what it is?
I have to pull your account up to see what's going on with your charges today. What's your zip code?
49327.
49327?
Correct.
And what's your first and last name?
Donna Jacobs.
With an H?
J-A-C-O-B-S.
I have a Harry Jacob.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, and what about your shipping address?
729 Hess Lake Drive, Grant, Michigan, 49327. But we were charged $67.32, and I don't know what it was for.
I'll be right with you, just waiting for the account to come up.
Okay.
Okay, so when I view your account, I show you picked out a gift for a tackle bag for $5.74. Well, that was a welcome gift for joining the factory's direct savings club. In the terms and the conditions, it mentions if you do not wish to become one of their members, you will have to call back within 48 to 72 hours. And this is due to no call.
We don't want to be a member. We're 77 years old, and it said it was a free gift.
It was a free gift from their company. So you have to read your terms and conditions or they're going to bill you for it.
Well, we're 77, but we don't want to be part of that at all. So what do I do?
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel your account today. Would you like a cancellation number?
Are you going to refund me the money?
Well, the company consider it a valid charge, but they do have a refund process, and the first process that starts with a 35% refund due to a first customer.
Boy, that's a bad deal. That is a bad, bad deal.
Well, the company provides the terms and the conditions. If you don't agree to them, they consider those valid charges.
Well, we don't even know what you are or anything, and the bag is a joke. I mean, I could give it back to them when we got it.
Didn't charge you for the bag. They gave you the bag for to join their club.
I know but it said it was free, and my husband.
The bag is free.
Yeah, but he didn't read all that, and I.
But you have to, or they'll consider it a charge. But I can help you out with the 35% refund today, and the highest they have is a 50.
Is what? Is 50?
The highest that they have is a 50% refund.
Am I going to get charged this again? I mean...
No, I canceled the account.
Okay, because I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau, I think.
Well, that's fine. We do provide the terms and the conditions, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's not right. They're taking advantage of the elderly.
It's not taking advantage, ma'am. You just have to read your terms and the conditions. You have to.
But
if you don't, you will be charged.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They get people that are 70, almost 80 years old. And
a lot of people do it, just not old people. Younger people do it as well. And you still have to read the terms and the conditions because they provide it to you on the website. So if you don't read it, then,
I just don't think it's right. I didn't have anything to do with it, but... I mean, he ordered it, and I keep telling him all this free stuff is never free. Don't do it, but he did it. So how much am I going to be charged then?
So $67.32.
You can't refund me at all, being we're elderly? And
I mean, we have to apply by the terms and the conditions as well. So it'll be $33.66 that we can refund over 50%.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go tell him right now. I am so upset with it. And I keep telling him, don't do this stuff because there's always a trick to it. And
right.
I don't even know what is this gadget place. I don't even know what it is. Is it?
So this is a website thing. This is a mobile online thing. You will receive a $100 gift card. You're paying a membership but you will receive, they do in return give you a $100 gift card, but you have to go on the email of harry.1@hotmail.com. That's where they sent the certificate to, and you'll be able to use the certificate to be used on their online web store.
We're not going to do anything. I'm too scared to do it, to be honest with you, but you're going to refund me then $30-some?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be back into your account 3 to 5 business days, and then I did cancel the account. I did cancel the account. This prevents all future charges effectively and immediately.
Yeah, I better not get you. What do I do if I get charged again?
Well, you're not going to get charged. We cancel the account. That means we can no longer bill you.
But they screw it. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's not a good policy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank you for understanding. And I'm going to go talk to him right now about don't ever do anything, because there's always some kind of thing to it. I tried to tell him. But, you know, when you're almost 80 years old, you've got some dementia in there, too. And
oh, wow.
Okay, well, I guess we just figured out it's getting started. But thank you.
I definitely apologize. And thank you also for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.